Live the way you want and keep your thoughts free. With a smile and strength, we will shape tomorrow. The rap lyrics of Samir, Abdul Rahman and Mohammed, three refugee brothers who want to be Syria's hottest hip-hop stars.
Our band names are called Fire Rap. Our band members' stage names are Samir, Amir and Jamil.
The brothers fled Syria to Lebanon's Bekaa Valley 4 years ago with their parents. They are among the more fortunate refugee children. They have places at a local school where they've honed their music skills while also receiving a proper education. The charity called Their World commissioned the short movie titled Straight Outta Syria as part of its Up for School campaign.
The aim of this film is to raise awareness of the need to get every child into school, and we've chosen to focus on talents, on the potential of young people. And so people can see there's a generation of young Syrians who are in Lebanon, Turkey and Jordan out of school, and there's lost potential.
Their World estimates there are close to 1 million refugee children who are not in school, and that makes them vulnerable to child labour, early marriage, exploitation and extremism. The charity wants to expand the so-called double shift system that they say is working well in Lebanese schools.
Children can go to school in the morning and then they open it up in the afternoon for these refugee children. So we've seen a plan that works. About 200,000 children have gone into school this year. We now want to expand that plan and get funding across Jordan, Turkey and Lebanon for 1 million places.
Back at school, the three brothers perform songs about fleeing the war in Syria.
When I grow up, I'd like to write humorous songs, because I don't like to write about misery. I like joy.
Hewitt says getting a place in school is about more than just learning.
One is gives them longer term hope, but also it gives them shorter term stability, gets back into the classroom, they're in a safe environment, they're learning and they're focused.
The charity is hoping to build support for their campaign ahead of a Syria donors conference in London next month.